Philippians chapter 3. I appreciate the Lord being good to me. I appreciate and say I'm glad I can say that I have a second birth certificate, preacher. Miss Amelia, you were singing, and I'm glad I can say that my name is written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. I appreciate him for that. He didn't need to do it. He doesn't need me, but he chose me, and I appreciate him for that, and I love him for it. I love him because he first loved me, and because he showed his love for me on Calvary that day, and he come by my way and saved my soul, showed me what kind of shape I was really in. He made it real in my heart and opened my eyes and showed me how truly wicked and vile I really was. Been trying to figure out, a preacher told me I'd have tonight, and Brother Robert, you said it right in Sunday school. There's things we need to get in order, I think, that want what he wants. And move on and forward with him. I know he's been working in my life and in my heart about such things as well. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ," or Christ Jesus. And preacher, I got to thinking about those things, and I got to thinking about there in chapter 13 where he says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. And I got to thinking about a little bit about, if the Lord will help me tonight, a little bit about moving forward with God and moving on with God and moving forward. It's talking about reaching forth. Reaching is an action, and moving on with him. And I got to thinking a little bit, preacher, about moving on with God and getting things in my life to the point where I can be more available to him. And I think that's what he wants, is us to be available so he can use us. We're a vessel unto him, and he chose to save us, not so we can sit on a pew, and not so we can come to church three times a week, and not so we can just say we're saved and we're going, but so we can spread the gospel, so he can use us tonight and tomorrow and every day of the week, every day ending in Y, and that's every day. And can I tell you tonight, I think that's where we need to be. I've run into a lot of people and they say, well, you know, churches are getting smaller. The good, true churches are getting smaller. And the scripture talks about the little flock. But can I tell you tonight, brethren, that, for the man, for the Lord Jesus, he holds the whole world in his hands. Can I tell you, a small flock to him could be 1,000. A small flock to him could be several hundred. Can I tell you tonight, we get so caught up and wrapped up in numbers, and we get so caught up in who's there and who's not and how many's there. And can I tell you tonight, I don't want to be about numbers. I want to be about Jesus. I want to be about him tonight. I want to be for him. I want him to be able to use me in whatever he would have me be. It says, reaching forth unto those things which are before. I think it's about being open. It's about being open and about being willing to do whatever he'd have us do. I think we've gotten so complacent when we run into a hard stump. We complain. We get the mully grubs. I don't think we show the joy that we should have in our heart to the world as much as we should, preacher. Yep. I think when we face the same trials as the world, as the hardships as the world, people we work with, people we see on the street every day, at the restaurant, when we go, you know, we see they're having the same trials, you know, and they're seeing we have the same trials. We act just like them. We act low, we act defeated, and I know we can get in defeat, and it's easy to do. But can I tell you, we have a Father in heaven who's in control of the situation, and it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how hard the situation. I believe we need to have some joy in our heart that raises some question. Oh, what do they have that I don't have? Why can they smile through the trials and tribulations when they're going through these hard times and I'm sitting here in a low area? Why? How can they smile? And I cannot say that that'll give us the opportunity to minister to them, to witness about Christ in our life and what they've done in our life, Brother Joe. And I appreciate the Lord for that. I appreciate He can give us that. He can give us the strength. He can give us the joy. But we have to want it, preacher. We have to want it. I believe that. I believe we get so caught up in the past, and we get so wrapped up in other people's past about what they were, what they used to do. And I believe that it affects our outlook on them today. I believe it affects our spirit in the church today. And I pray, Lord, help us with that. Over in Luke chapter 9, in verse 62, it said, "And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow, looketh back, is fit for the kingdom." I believe we look back too often, preacher. I believe we're looking back. We look back on how, quote unquote, things used to be, and how church used to be. But can I say this tonight? Oh, listen, that we can still have those things of God, the old time way. You know, we talk about the old men of God, and they're precious to our hearts, preacher. But can I tell you tonight, church, that we have an opportunity. We have, if we get in the book and we get pull up close to God and we would follow Him and do what He would say, we have the same opportunity to have the same power as those old men of God. And we have the same opportunities to know the same power of the Almighty God as those old men. But we have to want it. We have to push towards. We have to move forward. We have to push towards the mark. Can I tell you, it's not about what the past holds. It's what the future holds. Can I tell you, I know who holds tomorrow. Can I tell you, I know who holds the future. And can I tell you, I thank God for the opportunity to know Him, to love Him, and I appreciate Him. Can I tell you, He doesn't need a worm like me. He doesn't need me, but He uses me, and I appreciate Him for that. We get so caught up in what the past. We get so wrapped up in the way things used to be, and how people used to be. Preacher, I'm glad there's things about my past nobody else knows. Can I tell you, the day I got saved, the Lord don't even remember them. He don't remember them. He don't remember a thing. I was a new creature. Like I said, I had a second birth certificate. My slate was wiped clean. It started on the day of salvation. And I've never been the same since. We get so I believe we get so complacent. Why is this happening to me? Why are we facing trials now? I think we've had it easy for so long. We've had it easy for so long that now that we're having to face some trials and troubles as Christians, we're wondering, where's God at? We're wondering why he's not working like He used to work. The scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not him that's changed, it's us. And I believe it's going to take some men, women, families to determine in their heart that no matter what, that they're going to go on with God and that they're going to press towards the mark. They're going to press towards that high calling. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep the power of God. They're going to do whatever it takes. They're going to fight the good fight. That we're in it's a spiritual warfare, preacher. And I get to thinking that I think so much we get in our minds that, you know, if it's a spiritual warfare and we shouldn't have to do too much, but there's still a part we play. I believe there's still a part we play in prayer. There's still a part we play in our duties towards one another. We're as a family, as we look after each other. And I believe that I believe it's going to take some determination.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's going to take some determination. I believe that. And with the help of God to keep that determination, I'm thankful tonight that when I was under conviction, there was things that I tried to determine in my heart that I was going to take care of and I was going to fix, but it never seemed to work. It might last for a little while, and I was going to stop this, and I was going to do this, and it might work for a little while, but it would never last. It would never last, but I think it's going to take some people begging God. It's going to take some people seeking God's face and desiring what He desires, desiring the will of God for their life, and to put behind them the things of old, put behind them the things that they might use against somebody. I think it's going to take them to not look back, to say it doesn't matter what the past was. It doesn't matter how those people used to treat me. It doesn't matter how they used to act around me. It doesn't matter what they used to do to me or what they did to me in the past. I'm going to move forward with God. I'm going to move forward and on with God. I'm going to show the love of God. I think why we don't see numbers, like I said, we get so wrapped up in the numbers, but I wonder tonight if it's because we're not letting the light of Jesus shine in our lives tonight, in our daily walk. If we, like I said, we get down and we have the same trials as people in the world, and we have the same outlook as people. We have the same outlook, like there's no hope. But I'm thankful tonight I have hope. I have hope in the one. I have hope in the one and only Jesus Christ, who spoke this thing into existence with the very breath that was in Him. There was enough power to speak this thing into existence and take dirt and dust and make man. And I appreciate Him for that tonight. He didn't have to do a thing. He didn't have to do one thing. He didn't even have to create this world, preacher. He didn't have to. He wanted to. He didn't have to create Adam. He didn't have to create Eve. He had His angels. I often wonder sometimes what He was thinking making somebody like me. In Him. I'm thankful tonight that He chose me. I'm thankful tonight that He chose me. I'm thankful tonight that He's given me responsibilities of an ambassador for Him. I appreciate tonight that he's given me responsibility to point people to him, to show his light, to shine his light, and to go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. And I often wonder, I know I don't nearly do it as often as I should. And I often wonder, I pray, I say, Lord, help, give me another opportunity because I messed that one up. And I pray that in the future he's going to do it more. And I pray in the future, I have confidence that he's going to do some things in the future, preacher. I have confidence that he's going to do some things. I have peace in my heart. I don't believe that the God of heaven is just sitting back biding time and trying to figure out what he's going to do next. I know for a fact in my heart that he knows exactly what he's going to do, when he's going to do it. And there's no doubt in his mind. There's no question. And I thank him for that. The assurity behind that, but preacher, I can go to bed. I can go home tonight and I can lay my head down and I can fall asleep and I can sleep like a baby. It doesn't matter the trials I'm facing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know he's in control. And I know that if I just keep moving forward and I just keep pressing towards the mark, and I trust him and what he's done and what he's going to do, I can go home and I can lay my head down on a pillow and I can sleep like a baby with great peace in my heart. I thank him tonight for that. I wonder tonight, I prayed on the way to church. I pray, Lord, I don't want to just come and go through the motions. I don't want to come and just walk around the pulpit and not feel your presence. I don't want to come and make a bunch of noise and then not go nowhere but bounce off these four walls. I want what he wants. I pray that in the future that there's growth. I pray that we press towards the mark. I pray for his help. I pray for his will be done. I pray that we not look back. When you look back, you're holding a plow with those two hands and you look back, you go off your rows. You go off your rows. It's not straight anymore. It causes you to go back. And what happens when you get off that row and you're not straight anymore, it's a lot harder to get back to that row. It's a lot harder to counteract. It's a lot harder to get that thing turned back around. The scripture talked about there when Mary and Joseph, they left Jesus there. And, you know, they left. They didn't realize he wasn't with them there. It took them 3 days to get back and find him. It always takes longer to get back from where you were. They were only gone a day, but it took them, I think it was a day. But it took them 3 days to find him. And he told them, you know, I must be about my Father's business. But it always takes longer when you get off that path, when you start to look back and you start to mess up or you start to get away out of the will of God. It always takes longer to get back to where you need to be. It's always a whole lot harder. I pray, preacher, that we keep pressing towards the mark. It's gonna be a battle. It's a fight. It's constant.
Yes, sir.
But I'm thankful tonight that I've read the last chapter and we win.
Amen.
I'm thankful tonight that it's already taken care of in the hands of God and in the eyes of God. It's already been taken care of. That nothing that we faced or going to face is caught him by surprise. And I'm thankful we can continue to look forward in confidence and boldness and with peace in our heart, knowing that he's in control of it all.
Yes,
and I appreciate you for that tonight.